show is about to begin. Welcome to Hearthfire Tales.
Before we finally say goodbye on the party, on the Savers of Berlon, what does the future hold for all of your characters? Anyone would like to go first?
Yeah, Dina was actually going to ask Delano if he'd like to travel together for some time. Because she's lost her cart, she's lost her dive. You can't really do much, so she was going to ask Delano if maybe they could travel together for a little bit of time, because she's kind of sick of being on her own, just her and Tom.
Yeah, and you guys have been awake for like a solid, probably like 30 hours at this stage.
Yeah, the next day,
you know?
After some rest, but Delano, did you have any plans of where you'd be heading after this?
You know, I'd given it a lot of thought. I've actually spoken with the innkeep here, and I did think on staying in Berlon for a short spell. I can't think of another place in the world where people are going to be flocking to hear stories for the next little while, at least in this area. So I had thought on perhaps, you know, building a little bit of a nest egg, so to speak, and then perhaps traveling to Tar Valon and making an audience with, you know, them out of curiosity.
Well, it's been just me and Tom for a long while now, and I've lost my dyes, and I don't think the White Cloaks are going to reimburse me for that.
I wouldn't
that.
Count on that.
So, I was actually planning perhaps to stay in Berlon for a little bit of time to maybe recoup some losses. Perhaps when you leave, we could travel together for a bit.
Oh, of course. I would love to travel with you. Perhaps. That changes my outlook a little bit. I wouldn't think Tar Valon would be number one on your list of destinations.
At this point, what's the worst that could happen?
I could think of a few things. let's just put it at this. I would be absolutely honored to travel with you wherever you would like to go. It would be my pleasure.
Well, we'll see. We'll see where the wind takes us, I guess, after our time here.
Yes. Yes, it's going to be a grand time here. I've been working on a piece and a few little ditties about what we've done and what's been going on here. I think it's going to be great. I think people will be happy to come in here. And I do want to keep a bit of an eye on Brenton for a little while, just to ensure he's on the right path before I leave.
Fair enough.
I must say,
yeah.
I find this suits you well. I think you should embrace your capacities.
I don't think the Aes Sedai would be very fond of that, but at this point, I don't much care what they think anymore.
Indeed, indeed. I kind of feel like you've always been your own woman, so
maybe one day, Gleeman, I'll tell you my story so you can tell the world.
That would be great. That would be great. I am very curious. You are kind of quite a ways inland.
Yes, it's been a long time.
What a night.
Yeah, I wonder, what Ronan and Felina are up to.
Yeah.
Ronan, what are you... What is Ronan's... after Ronan's nursing a plan. Little hangover?
No, he got over it very quickly. he actually kept watering everything down. Now that he doesn't have to put up a big show for Fintan with the drinking anymore, nice. He's actually relieved to be able to take it at his own pace.
Yeah, Ronan is kind of settled himself on the mission of finding out whether Fintan was the only little bit of rot in the Blackrock Academy or if there's more to uncover there. So he's going to rest a day or two and then return to Carrion with the sad news that Fintan was defeated while defending Bearlon, not to give anything away. And then he's going to begin his investigation of the Blackrock Academy. He's kind of found maybe a new purpose in hunting dark friends, in a legitimate way, not in a weird culty children of the light way.
Those guys are weird. For a white
No, we can beat the blue cloaks. So that's Ronan's plan. Well, actually, no. First and foremost, retrieving the Brantley will be what I need
to
do.
Of course.
From those Ogiers and the Patreon. So it'll be interesting to see what they've come up with.
And what does the future hold for Felina?
So Felina had planned to had come to Bailon to visit the groves and to learn of some of the herbs and plants that grew there. So she would be staying with Halan and helping to rebuild the grove, which obviously took a great deal of damage during our encounters there. And I believe she will be helping him to rebuild that and staying in Bailon for a while, all the while denying the fact that she can actually channel. But certainly probably starting to explore just how well she could heal with this newfound power.
So yeah, the next morning or next afternoon rolls along. You've all discussed what you're going to do. Dolano and Jadina kind of stay as patrons in the Stag and Lion for a while, help to rebuild, repair the damages done. Belina helps Halan tend to the grove and, you know, deal with what she's found out about herself. And Ronan sets off back to Carrheen or Carrion and to investigate maybe what further corruption is in his family's academy. And that is where we will end our story and our campaign. Yeah. And then, and of course, thank you. I'm going to say thank you again. Not for the podcast, but just say it to you.
From roadside to fireside with a stranded traitor,
threads are woven in a pattern neath the roof of the Stag and Lion. Music plays and drinks are shared, yet jubilation is fragile in the shadows of Bearlon. Rumors birthed on raven's wings, clothed in taint, light of Sidene, stretching cross fair Andor's fields, dancing, delicate flowers fade. In Andor's west, a place of rest, the light would be a source of hope, were it not for the shadows of Bearlon. Alight the grove in fire and flame, red the ground, peace was short-lived. In the dragon's camp the betrayer stands, mad laughter shapes the murdral's sting. The tower and the children grave in the tide of the shadows of Bearlon. Make flight, ye keeper, and turn back not, to save the grove so tall and dear, to save a thread now torn and broken, now betrayed so quick forgotten, now betrayed is the bonding heron, dark betrayal in the shadows of Bearlon. In the gray wake of shattered trust, new friends commit afresh their fervor. Courage for the task ahead. Boldly go forth with rock in hand, with secrets in the heart of wisdom, with secrets on the waves of the land. Pursue the shadows of Bearlon. Pierce the silence, glorious trumpet. Call your beloved's name. Come, heron. Come, waves. Come, wisdom. Poor Bearlon calls in fear and torment through echoes on a black wind. Find your place in the pattern. Confront the shadows of Bearlon. Remember betrayal's bitter taste when best laid plans to rest are laid. Find vengeance in the shadows. The winds crash forth and make a light. Find freedom from the shadows. Through mighty Sidar, grasp the light and leash the shadows of Bearlon.